Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, here we are. Thursday. We love Thursday.
It is. It's like the precursor to Friday.
It's like a pregame show. You're right. It's like, okay, look, it's not exactly Friday, but you're one day closer. Why do we put such stress on certain days? People hate Monday, and you know, you and I have never hated Mondays, but
Nope. People
hate that. I always said if you hated Monday or if you had Monday off, then you'd hate Tuesday. I mean, come on. Let's just take one day at a time and enjoy it. Yeah. Thursdays are always highlighted for me with a 9 o'clock meeting with the boss. That's just the highlight of my day. That one-on-one time I get to spend with the boss and talk about life.
Do you know why Thursdays are good for me?
Why is that?
Thursdays on my street are trash days.
Oh, tell me why trash day is especially.
Well, I have this ongoing sort of little tussle, if you will, going on with my trash people.
Oh.
So, we can talk about this now.
No. I mean, we need to get this out in the open. I mean.
So, the trash is out at the curb.
Okay.
It typically goes out there when I walk the dogs, which is normally 4:30 in the morning.
So
right?
you drag the trash out with you. That's
sometimes I put it out at night, but and that's normally I'd say 3/4 of the time out it goes at night.
All right.
But sometimes I want to wait until the morning. I get up, I eat breakfast, I throw away like one or two final things, or recycle one or two
final things. Yes, to go in the bag. Yep.
And then I drag it down. Last week I did this, and this has happened on several other occasions. Last week I did this, I drag it down, maybe a little bit later than normal, right?
Yeah.
Five-ish. I can see the blinky lights.
He's coming. Hurry, grab the can.
Yep. So the can's down there. They go up into the little street road behind me. I can see them.
It buys you some time.
Buys me some time. Then you and I are on the radio.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, cool. Later on, I'm like, oh, I have to go get the trash cans. They didn't take my trash.
Ooh, they rerouted on you. That's a no-no.
They did. So I think they, drove past and either didn't notice them or just ignored. And then instead of coming down to the bottom of the road and turning right, because it has to be on the same side, it's one of those automatic ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They went the other way.
All right, here's the deal, guys. If you're listening, Laura needs consistency. It's the inconsistency in life that throws everybody off the rails. Now, come on, guys.
It's actually true. Tom knows me very well.
Come on.
So I leave the trash cans there, though. I watch them turn the other way. I'm like, they're going to come back. Like, they're going to loop back around, whatever.
Yeah.
So I go about my business for, the rest of the day. Later on in the afternoon, I'm there. I go to pull my cans up. Full.
Still full. We can't have this. So here's what I'm going to do to help you out, Laura. And really, this has nothing to do with me. I'm here for you, honey, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
I'm coming to your house today, and I'm going to deal with your garbage man, and you come to the radio station, and you deal with the boss.
Change approved.
Live morning radio. It's great. Tom and Laura in the morning, we're live. We're talking about life. We're talking about things that are happening. Laura's garbage man to my meeting with my boss today. These are the things we need to talk about. And now Mark Lawrence tells me we have a serious phone call here.
Oh.
Do we have time here? I think so. Hey, what's up?
Hi, I'm just calling to let Laura know that the garbage truck is on Slater Town Road.
Let's have a garbage truck update.
Actually,
that's cool. It's kind of like those cheesy traffic reports you hear on some radio stations. You're going to be our garbage man reporter, okay? Oh, I like the music, Laura. You like this?
I do like the breaking news. So the garbage truck has been sighted on Snydertown Road.
Yeah, but we don't know if it's your garbage man.
I mean, if it has all the blinking, flashing lights, it is.
But don't they all? That's like a new thing with garbage trucks.
No, there are much more modest trucks that come through the coal region, and I feel like I might be switching back to them if this automatic one doesn't take the trash today.
All right, let's go back to our reporting. You just heard exclusive information, not just for Laura, but for all people on Snydertown Road.
I am just going to let Laura know that the garbage truck is on Snydertown Road.
There it is, breaking news. When it happens, Tom and Laura in the morning.
Oh, I'm telling you, if they don't take this trash today,
somebody's in trouble.
Yep.
For the top song sales artist,
Lizzo! I do
my. The top Latin artist, Bad Bunny.
For the top Christian artist, Lauren Daigle.
For top country artist, Luke Combs.
For top R&B artist,
Khalid.
For top female artist, Billie Eilish.
For top male artist, Post Malone.
Oh God, I'm saying wow.
For top artist,
Post Malone.
Oh God, I'm saying wow.
So Post Malone cleaning up last night at the Billboard Music Awards.
Nice. Yeah. Love me some Post Malone.
So do I. That guy is just so much fun. His music is so cool. And I just love his Doritos TV commercial. So there you go. Demi Lovato stole the show, or did she? Shortly before 11 o'clock last night, she sang a new song called Commander in Chief. Which lashed out against our current president. And at the end of it, it was a promotion to get out and vote. The comments have been about as divided as this country about the song. So Google it if you wish. It's a sincere song, but some of the lyrics are a little harsh. So
The title isn't so subtle.
No, exactly. You know what? You're right. Somebody writes a song called Commander in Chief. What do you think it's about? Hello?
I wonder.
Yeah. So Google the video if you want. The video's a little more intense. And warming, I think, rather than her performance last night of the same song. But comments were all over the road. Somebody commented, that's why I watch and like country music. What? So somebody responded.
I was going to say, the Dixie Chicks, who are now just the Chicks, have not been subtle at all in their dislike for what the current administration is doing, or previous.
Yeah, true. So then someone did comment, hello, there were country music categories on the Billboard Awards last night, and it went back and forth. Atrocious was someone's comment on the song. And then someone reminded that person that this is America, and then someone, of course, threw in, these artists make millions of dollars just to make fun of our president. And then someone else said, we are still the land of the free speech, right? So it kind of... a wild topic. So a simple music award show, Laura, turned into what? You know, the battle that we have seen for this whole campaign, I guess.
Part of me kind of wants to say what lots of people say. Keep the politics out of it. But free speech. So if an artist wants to use his or her platform to speak their truth, that's their prerogative. That I was your favorite.
We told you about it last week with Tom and Laura in the morning. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese starting a new campaign.
In these strange times, people are in need of extra comfort. That's why it's always a nice gesture to send nudes, so they know you're thinking of them. I'm talking about nudes, not nudes.
Well, the program went on.
No confusion.
We all kind of chuckled about it. It featured SNL star Vanessa Bayer. Well, Kraft has pulled the campaign, Laura. Bam.
Already.
Yep, too many people complaining, saying it wasn't funny. It was, quote, what was the quote here? It was sexualizing a children's favorite food. Okay.
All right. Okay.
So that could go down in history as the biggest advertising bumble in the history of advertising, maybe besides the new Coca-Cola back in the 80s. Remember that? It's the new taste of Coke. Everybody was like, blah.
I also remember clear Pepsi. Crystal clear Pepsi.
Remember that? We're taking the artificial colors out. And America said, you know what? We want the artificial colors back in it.
No, no one liked it.
Nobody liked people drinking something that looked like water. And it was, so maybe soft drinks still lead the category for the worst campaigns ever. But Kraft Macaroni and Cheese is dropping their Send Nudes, N-O-O-D-S, campaign.
I love me some nudes. Who doesn't like? Seriously, I don't know. I thought it was funny. Maybe that says something about me and my sense of humor, but I thought it was all in jest.
I'm right there with you. News is coming up next. Pennsylvania back in the national news. Police are looking for a man who has been robbing the Taco Bells.
Run for the border. Come on in.
Yeah, again and again and again. Johnstown, PA, the Taco Bell robber is out there. Wasn't President Trump just there?
I believe he was.
I thought his choice was like Burger King and Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't know. Police were looking for the robber of a Taco Bell in Johnstown. Found out the robber was already captured in Indiana, robbing 30 Taco Bells.
Wow. That's a lot of Taco Bells.
That's a lot of hot sauce right there. And why just Taco Bells? I mean, are we going back to the Wild Wild West where the bank robbers, you know, rode into every town robbing the banks? Now they're just going to hit the Taco Bells instead? Does a Taco Bell have more money than a bank? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they were just going for the refried beans.
What's that stacker box for $5? Is it just... Now, I don't want to pick on Taco Bell. Well, yeah, I do. I watch those TV commercials and all that stuff looks gross. But I did work in radio with a guy who was always force-feeding me Taco Bells. He would be like, come on, Tom, please, just eat one. Come on.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Taco Bell. There's only one fast food item and drink that I eat, and it's like very specific.
But we don't talk about that, do we?
I mean, not normally.
Sometimes when Laura stays out late at night after last call,
you know my order.
I know your order. We're not going to talk about it, but sometimes there's guilty pleasures after beverages, but it's not. But it's not running.
Unfortunately for Taco Bell, it is not that.
It is not running for the border, right?
Come on in,
stop that. Stop. So the Taco Bell robber has been captured from Johnstown to Indiana and every Taco Bell in between.
Watermelon sugar.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to NCAA Candy Crush. Oh, it's not what it's called.
That could be what it's called, though.
Yeah. We came up with an idea about a week ago, and Laura's been handling all of this balloting on social media. We came up with trick-or-treat candy bracketology. We didn't have a March Madness last year, so we pared it down to the awesome eight, and voting is complete. We now want our fabulous...
The fabulously fantastic four...
Okay, let's take a look at the left side of the bracket here, and they're all tough ones. Milky Way versus M&M's. Fingers crossed, Laura.
M&M's came out on top.
Do I hear MacGyver?
Yes. Murphy was a little miffed that the Milky Way didn't win.
Okay, so M&M's wins that tough part of the bracket, Milky Way versus M&M's. Moving to the fabulous four, M&M's. Now, this one, I don't think is as tough, but I could be wrong. Tootsie Roll versus Kit Kat.
Here's the thing. People really love their Tootsie Rolls. I was surprised, but do you know what? The Kit Kat came out on top.
Yay for the Kit Kat.
And there is some contention from the peanut gallery.
Okay, they want to recount, do they?
I don't know.
Either that or they're just hungry for both. let's take a look at the right side of the bracket now. My favorite, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, my favorite to win at all, goes up against Twizzler, which I also love because it's old school candy.
It is. Twizzlers gave it a good run, but everyone loves a Reese's.
Yes. Reese's peanut butter cups. Yes. You know those miniature Reese's peanut butter cups too? They're about the size of a nickel.
Do you know the little bag of the Reese's Minis that they're not even wrapped?
Okay.
And you just pop them into your mouth?
There you
go. Those are dangerous.
Very dangerous. All right. And on the bottom side of the right bracket, Three Musketeers going against Butterfinger. These are two classic candy bars.
Okay, and here's the thing. Butterfinger was the runaway winner over Jolly Rancher in round one.
Okay.
But in round two, I underestimated folks' love for the Three Musketeer.
Ooh! So they survived?
Three Musketeers.
Wow, it must have been the nougat. Just because I like saying the word nougat.
But here's the thing. That means our fabulously fantastic candy Final Four, these are the toughest choices. M&M versus Reese's. Kit Kat versus Three Musketeers.
Wait, my brackets are set up differently. Left side of the bracket, M&M versus Kit Kat. Right side of the bracket, Reese's versus Three Musketeers. We might have to straighten that out. But drop that bracket and we'll see what goes, because these are four great choices. All right? You got chocolate, you got chocolate, you got chocolate, and you got chocolate with nougat. Wow. When do we wrap this up? I could hardly wait.
Well, tomorrow we'll check in and we'll move from the Final Four to that, you know, the twosome.
Yeah, the champions.
Down to the championship round. And then I think on Monday we'll crown our winner.
There it is. Stay with us. Trick or treat candy bracketology.
With Tom and Laura on 94KX.
News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather. Knoebel's spookiest season is underway, Laura.
What is that keyword? Don't make the people wait any longer.
No. Today's word is actually one word, and I'm not sure if it's supposed to be two, but if it's a keyword, it's one. And it is candy corn.
I think that's one word.
Okay. C-A-N-D-Y-C-O-R-N. Is that it? Candy corn?
Candy corn. Well, that's the word that you have to text one word to 49330 to be in it to win it with our friends at Knoebel's. Hallow Fun continues this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You could get hooked up with a family four-pack.
And that means what? Four hand stamps to ride all those rides that are open in the park this fall?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. Four ride-all-day passes. Mm-hmm. Good any day. It's spooktacular fun.
Candy corn. C-A-N-D-Y-C-O-R-N. An early loser at our trick-or-treat candy bracket. Do you like candy corn? I really don't care for it. I mean,
No.
Do you
it
like?
It's not my favorite.
Do you just like pick up one because it's an annual thing and pop it in your mouth and say, okay, I'm done? Or do you just ignore it?
I just ignore it because I don't buy any. And like I said, I have candy corn from 5 years ago in bottles as decorations in my house right now. So.
Yeah, and I think we all do because most of us don't eat it. Classic comedy from Lewis Black.
Candy corn, but using the word candy to describe it is wrong. Using the word corn is wrong. It does not taste like candy nor corn. It tastes like something that was made out of oil. You could take all the bags of candy corn, and actually, if you melted them down, you could run a car. All the candy corn.
It's true.
It was ever made. It was made in 1914.
The birth of candy corn. He is correct.
We never had to make it again. We never eat enough of them. We only eat two or three or four pieces a piece. Literally after Halloween, the candy corn companies send out their minions. And they go from garbage can to garbage can and collect the corn and throw it back in the bags. And it appears next year.
94KX classic comedy and candy corn. I do hope you've been listening since 6 o'clock this morning with Tom and Laura. We started at about 6:15 when Laura said that the garbage man missed her house last week and he better not do it this week. And then, shortly after 6, we got breaking news on the Ford Fun Line.
Hi, I'm just calling to let Laura know that the garbage truck is on Snydertown Road.
And that was exclusive breaking news. Now, just moments ago, during the 8 o'clock news block, the garbage man missed Laura's house again?
Again, Tom. I don't know if you can hear the robot lady voice in the background, because now I'm calling.
Oh, it's getting real.
Okay, I watched them. I went outside. That's why I missed.
I know.
We said our normal stuff.
We said Laura's in the backyard, literally, where it's about 48 degrees, but she's trying to chase down the garbage man. Give us a sample of that lady there.
I'm waiting in this queue. I'm waiting.
So you are caller 8.
I'm caller number 8 in the queue. I watched that garbage truck behind my house go around, collect everybody's garbage. I watched him come down, go and get my neighbor's garbage, and drive past my house.
We appreciate
they
your patience.
Appreciate my patience.
It's running out, isn't it?
I'm not going to go full on, like, because
okay.
I always like to be mindful that when you call in
yes.
to a customer service line, it is not that person's fault.
Right.
So I'm just going to very kindly ask that could they contact the driver somehow and send him back around to pick up my trash today? That shenanigans has been out there since 4:15 this morning. Like, there's no reason for my trash to have not been picked up.
And this is like week 2. So come
this
on.
This is week 2 in a row. Mm-hmm. I don't typically have a ton of trash. I do a ton of recycling, though.
Right,
so
right.
That is full, which is why I like this particular trash service, because they have single stream recycling.
Yay!
Except I don't like it when they don't pick it up.
Exactly.
And this is not the first time. So, like, last week is not my first rodeo with them not picking it up. I think it's because I'm the only one on this side of the street.
Oh, that could be a problem. So let's give a listen. Are you still caller 8, or are you moving up the list?
I can pay online 24/7 if I want to. I don't think I'll be paying for next month. Let's just put that out there.
Well, we may have another update by the time we wrap up the show at 9 o'clock.
Let's see what caller I am.
Okay.
I can't believe this is happening live on air. This is ridiculous.
Okay, what do we got?
Oh, they're asking if my phone number. Yes, it's all the same. It's all the same, robot lady. I don't know. Hold on. I'm listening.
This is live radio at its best, ladies and gentlemen. You can't get this.
This is ridiculous.
You know, other radio stations, no, they don't give you their trash pickup live on the air like we do.
Oh, I'm caller 4.
You're
up
to
number 4.
We
jumped up. Yay. Okay. Maybe we'll be able to give an update at the bottom of the hour.
Or coming out of this break, you might be right on time.
Fingers crossed.
People driving to work, people at work, people teaching your children at home, don't go anywhere. Tom and Laura's garbage pickup is live and waiting for you. The top ways we will celebrate Halloween in this COVID year. Also news, sports and AccuWeather coming up, but we need to check on the fact that Laura got through to the garbage company. And she's chatting with the friendly phone operator, who says they'll just have to contact the garbage man, the driver, and send them back to Laura's house. So this whole problem that started at 6 o'clock this morning may finally be over. All right, cut that music. We'll try to get you an update when Laura gets off the phone. This has been way too funny. And you people texting in and using the Ford Fun Line have been even funnier. All right, here are the top ways we will be celebrating Halloween this year. Tom and Laura's top 10, which, sadly, in a COVID year, only has 9 in it. So come up with number 10 yourself. Number 9 is host a party. Be careful. Wear a mask. Not just your Halloween mask. Be safe. Okay? Number 8, go to a haunted house. Great idea. The Elysburg Haunted House are still going on this year, but they are COVID safe, and they will haunt you and spook you safely. Number 7 is go trick-or-treating. If it is going on in your town, a lot of towns have canceled. A lot have done reverse trick-or-treating, which I think is kind of a neat idea. Number 6, go to a party. That's kind of like number 9, host a party. Be careful if that's what you're doing. Number 5, wear a costume, whether you're going out or not. Just wear a costume on Halloween. We usually do that here at home at SBC Media here. We dress up, you know. There will be no party this year, but there will be those in costume. Number 4, hand out candy. Do it social distancing, please. Be careful. Number three, there's no problem at all. Carve a pumpkin. Take that pumpkin that you bought a couple weeks ago at the market or what have you, and you just sat it on your porch. Draw a face on it. Carve it up. When my girls were little, and they're all grown and gone now, we used to carve just a face on the pumpkin, and then after Halloween, turn it back around to the other side and make it a fall decoration again till it got all gushy. Then we fed the wild animals with it. Threw it in the woods. Yeah. Number two, decorate the house. A lot of people have done that this year. 41% of us have decorated our houses. I don't believe in that. I don't like Halloween that much. I'm more of a fall guy. I think the gross and the macabre are kind of blah. But if that's what you're doing, go ahead. And here's the number one thing we'll be doing to celebrate Halloween. Just staying at home with our family, COVID safely, and watching a movie. It's coming. Cookin' Men, as 94KX paints the valley pink with Evangelical Community Hospital. Cooking Men is being done virtually this year because we can't party at a location with all that food. We are going to bring the food to you on individual websites that you'll be able to pick and choose who has the best food and, of course, vote, but most of all, raise money. I want you to write down this website. It's evanhospital.com. We know that. Evanhospital.com, but then /cookinmen. That's C-O-O-K-I-N-M-E-N. Starting Monday, you'll be able to take a look at everything that's going on, Cooking Men, including our charcuterie tray.
That's right. We've teamed up again with Soupy Brothers, a.k.a. my hubby.
Yeah.
And we are going to create to then hopefully, you know, raise some money, auction off to hand deliver to someone for a socially distanced, safe party of Soupy Brothers products and some other special surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of cooking, it's more like putting things together. But the nice part about a charcuterie board is there's something on it for everyone.
Yes.
And it can be individualized, so it's safe to share right now during coronavirus.
And yesterday when Drew Kelly was on the show on our Pink Wednesdays, where we invite Evan in, we tried to get him to give us a hint of what he was preparing.
You got to zhuzh.
Drew, are you going to zhuzh your mac and cheese?
Up the region, we used to call that the meat and cheese tray.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. The meat and cheese tray. Now it's a charcuterie board. Okay. So we're both going to be doing a little zhuzhing, and you need to get to Evan Hospital. Yeah, evanhospital .org/cookingmen. What do you think is in his mac and cheese, Laura?
I don't know, because we did, 2 years ago, we did mac and cheese. And mm-hmm. then last year, we did, a smoked artichoke dip thing with Soupies. I don't know. Any kind of macaroni and cheese is good.
Starting Monday, everybody will be there. You'll go to evanhospital.com, evanhospital.com/cookingmen, and you'll be able to see Drew talking mac and cheese. Hey, Keith talking Soupy.
There it is.
And all the other chefs as well, as we continue to paint the valley pink.
Right here every day in October on 94KX.
Hey, everybody, calm down. Chad Evans is on the way next. He's got that fun lunch for you through the midday. Mark Stevens this afternoon. And Sam Tyler, my girl, tonight on the radio. There's your lineup. Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping it up for now, as we always do with a thought for the day.
My thought for the day is thank you to my trash man.
Wait, did you write an ode to your trash man?
Thank you, trash guy, for coming back and picking up my trash on this beautiful autumn day. I know that you probably didn't know the route. Apparently, you're a substitute. But you know what? Come what may, the trash guy arrived and he made my day.
I got to get a tissue. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.